Great pleasure catching up with this man each and every Tuesday morning. Adam McDougall, the health hacker, you know him from the Man Shake, also the Lady Shake. Got a gut, shake it off. Adam McDougall, how are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm great, my friend. Don't worry, that jingle's still in my head every day, too.
Oh, mate. Yeah, no, I just love it. I love it. Hey, look, you managed to catch up with Georgia Yeoman-Dale, who just apparently retired from the Matildas. What can you tell us about Georgia?
Yeah, it was great to catch up with her because obviously, given the environment we live in now, there's a lot of anxiety and stress in society, particularly with this new COVID variant out in the society. So a lot of people are very stressed and anxious. And, you know, you'd think someone who's an elite sports person would be very much immune to anxiety and stress. But, you know, she found out that she was very much a victim to it in the sense that her new career in TV really opened her up to some lack of self-confidence, lack of belief, and she started having some anxiety and panic attacks. And, you know, she was very lucky to stumble upon the secret to curing these, which was breathing. Now, breathing is something that most of us take for granted every single day, but what a lot of people don't realise is just how important the way we breathe is. And if you allow me to bore you for a second, but the reality is that, you know, your brain gets a signal from the way that you breathe. So if you're breathing shallow and you're breathing through your chest rather than deep and through your nose, your brain thinks it's actually under threat. So therefore, the brain then feels like it's being attacked, and therefore that's what causes the stress and anxiety.
Very, very interesting. So breathing, breathing techniques and that sort of thing, I'd imagine, come into play there.
Yeah, look, there's a military technique called box breathing, and anybody listening today should apply this. And essentially, box breathing means 4 seconds in, hold your breath for 4 seconds, and breathe out for 4 seconds, and then hold your breath for 4 seconds, hence why it's called a box. So it's 4 by 4 by 4 by 4. So it's a pretty simple technique, and you know, a lot of people, you know, have tried meditation, it doesn't actually work, but a lot of benefits from meditation actually come from what we call mindfulness, which is just focusing on doing one simple thing. Now, if you can focus on just breathing in for 4 seconds, holding your breath for 4 seconds, and breathing out for 4 seconds, then holding your breath once again, and you do this for a couple of minutes, you'd be amazed at the mental health benefits you can get from this. And once again, your heart rate will drop down, your brain will settle down, and if you are suffering from anxiety or stress, you know, this will really help with that.
So for people listening this morning that may be struggling a little bit, don't forget there's always Lifeline, 13 11 14, otherwise beyondblue.org.au. When it comes to anxiety and this sort of thing, apart from breathing techniques, what other things can we do?
Diet's a huge one, and you know, obviously things like caffeine and things like sugary foods and a bad diet as such, you know, can really, I suppose, throw the brain off a little bit as well. So if you are somebody that's feeling a little bit anxious and, you know, a little bit sort of on edge, probably trying to stay away from energy drinks and caffeine and stuff like that, because we know that produces adrenaline.
Hang on a minute. I need to have my coffee in the morning, mate.
Well, you're not stressed in the morning usually, are you? So it's usually as the day, you know, starts to unwind or you start to think about too many things. So, you know, a great thing to do just before you go to bed as well, which is really going to help with anxiety, but sleep as well, is just have a notepad next to your bed and write down, you know, a couple of things that are bothering you. And basically, you know, you can do what we call cognitive therapy behavior, which essentially means, you know, write down what's the worst possible thing can happen if that event happens, and what's the likelihood of that happening, and what you'll do if it does happen. So, you know, the pen is such a mighty thing, and, you know, just getting your thoughts down on paper before you go to bed can really help with your sleep and anxiety as well.
Yeah, terrific stuff. Great to catch up with you, mate. Always great advice, and we'll catch up again next week, eh?
Always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you, mate. Adam McDougall, the health hacker, and you can check out the podcast via Listener, L-I-S-T-N-R. Download free from Google Play or the App Store. Get it on your smartphone, and, of course, catch every ball with the Vodafone Ashes.